We're not even going and we're going. Yeah, hi, we're, Anna Fox. Can she hear me?
Dog cow.
Hi, Dr. Susie.
Hi. Wow.
Oh my God. Hello.
This is
Rihanna.
So wonderful.
Hello.
To reconnect.
I love this space. I got like 10%. My phone's going to die, but I'm willing to risk it all.
Mm-hmm. Well, so now I have a room. This is like my first room. Actually, it's my second room, but I'm like those virgins that pretend it's my first time. But the first time we only had Rhiannon, and now we have like all kinds of people.
Wow.
We are pulling ourselves onto the love train. And then we're going to celebrate Masturbation Month.
When you hear the train coming, that's when you all have to run to the platform.
You got to have your ticket.
Girl, I've been masturbating all year, all 2020.
At least you don't have to have
quarantine.
I know. It's one more month of that. Although, if you have your vaccination card, you can come over here in person.
Everybody has different. Yeah.
You can buy it. Like,
I've been practicing, and I'm ready.
Practice.
Let's go.
Okay.
Well, we still have to do a little practicing.
How are we doing here in studio? Tell me what's going on.
Well,
I missed the Dr. Susie show. Are you guys doing in studio?
Can we come? We have to adjust.
Can you come?
The audio.
You can come
as you are.
Anytime that you want.
Ew.
Oh yeah, baby. So everything.
I'm coming.
Okay, good. We're coming for you.
Yes,
coming to get you,
Dr. Susie. Okay, I just have to let you know, lady.
What do you have to?
You're
let
my
me know?
Favorite.
Oh.
I'm gonna let you know.
Thank
the
you.
Space that you. The space that you open up to people is so amazing, and I love just being like open in your space. The flirtation, the openness, the willingness of everybody.
Yeah.
You have such a safe space. I can't wait.
And respect.
Wow. Thank you.
That's very nice.
Mad respect,
you know,
for Dr.
I love you. I
all
do.
Right.
Wow. Honey, okay. I love you too.
So, how are we doing with our other stations? Are we ready to have our formal
beginning? 5 minutes, we'll have our formal.
Sitting in the green room.
Yes, right.
Kissing.
And drinking.
And drinking.
Drinking a little.
And about to be smoking.
Smoking.
Yes,
all right.
Absolutely. Yep. Even though I've already got that smoky voice for you.
Yep.
We're arriving at Facebook right now. Yeah.
Facebook, hello.
So everything's cool. I had my liver checked yesterday.
Yeah, pretty good.
And
we'll have a full report.
Every time
I think that's a sign. If we're talking about it before the show's even started,
going to the doctor is like going to a car repair place.
Maybe we don't call this a show on Clubhouse. I'm not sure what we call it.
Just chat.
A room. We're in a room. It's the second Saturday of the
I think they have a problem over there of some sort. So.
And if you have a problem.
Hello, anybody home?
Tell me about it. I love to hear about your problems.
What's going on?
Because it takes my mind off mine.
I love talking about problems. I love tea.
Yes.
I got tea.
Tea, spill it.
I got a story.
Okay.
Wait, we're not.
We haven't officially started with the stories yet.
I'll wait.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
I got you.
One minute. Of holding it.
We're edging. We're dealing with the.
Dr. Susie got the term. She know all about it.
We also got this female. Beautiful female named Ms. Dreams.
All right.
Wow. Natasha Dreams here.
Natasha
Dreams.
Hi,
wifey.
Hi,
Dr. Susie.
A dream girl.
We got so many hotties. All right. Woohoo. Rhiannon. Oh, Natasha.
All right. Are we ready to?
Ew.
We look like an R&B album.
R&B album.
Destiny's
Child.
Come to me, child.
Okay, we're all going to. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, we're all going to the train station. Get on the love train.
And all aboard FDR, which stands for our 32nd president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And fuck.
Fuck are you.
De Rich.
Rich.
Because you rich, you need to get fucked. We all do. Even if it's just by our own hand. Oh, and nicely. We need to get fucked nicely. None of that not nice fucking. No, no. It's a very nice thing. And what I tell the rich is it's better to be fucked than eaten. Mm-hmm. And some of you rich are newly single. Yeah, shout out to you, Mr. and Mrs. Gates. You're going to be celebrating Masturbation Month. Merry, merry. Yeah, yeah, brothers and sisters, wankers, and monkey spankers, and plank yankers, and fappers, and 21st century flappers. And yeah, get ready to roar into another roaring 20s, comrades. Get vaccinated. Yeah, don't be Joe Rogaine. You know, we want to get back into orgies and cuddle puddles at least. It's coming. DomCon is coming.
DomCon is coming.
Yeah, and we are coming for you.
And we are aware of who you are. Who would like to take my rights away.
Who are you?
They're called Republicans.
Oh.
No, that's, I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, okay.
I want to be truthful.
Right. Yeah. Although some of our favorite people, clients that is, are Republicans,
right,
you know,
because,
and that's cool.
No, because the rich should always pay for the poor.
The rich should get fucked nicely and pay for the poor.
Would you like
is what we think.
Beer?
So anyway, it's Masturbation Month, and we want to talk to you. We want to hear your self-love confessions. We're on several different stations, including in Clubhouse. Can you turn that train down? Yeah. I don't know if you can ask the conductor things like
close
this.
Close the window.
Close
yeah,
the window, right.
Okay,
close,
so Captain Max is here with me. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your love doctor and your love train conductor. And your mistress of Masturbation Month. Woohoo!
Ooh, yay!
And that's Mariah.
Hello, world.
And unseen Abe is here as well.
We also wish you were here with us.
And
hello.
Rhiannon. Rhiannon is here. Hi, Rhiannon. In addition to celebrating Masturbation Month, we are also, of course, just roaring into Mother's Day. Which here at the Speakeasy, Bonoboville, is called MILF Day. You figure if you're a mother, you're a MILF. I'm sorry, but you probably are.
Yeah, that's I agree with that.
Unless you're an underage mother, in which case, no.
No, no.
Okay, but if you're an over 18 mother of any sort, it doesn't have to be one with biological children. I am the mother of you all, for instance. Happy MILF Day. Rhiannon is a true MILF and a great masturbator as well, and an MFA. All those M's.
Putting the master.
I hope so, or you can't be our moderator, which is another M. Oh, my God, I'm overwhelmed with masturbation. I have an open mind, an open heart, and fairly open legs.
I just want to welcome everybody from Reddit.
Reddit! Hey, Reddit!
Join us.
We're on Reddit, Clubhouse, Facebook, and drsusanblock.com.
And YouTube. And YouTube.
Yeah, and YouTube. YouTube. Oh, my God.
And Instagram.
That makes me nervous.
And Instagram.
We're everywhere.
We cool.
Yeah. And we should say right off the bat that if you are calling or speaking in any of these platforms, stations, social media plantations, you are being recorded. You are being broadcast on other stations, as we're saying. So don't speak unless you want the world to hear. Ah, but it's so good to share your feelings with the world, especially your feelings about solo sex, because, I mean, you're all alone, and yet, you know, it's part of the great universal gasm that we all experience, especially during this time of quarantine. We have, many of us, been indulging, practicing, as we were saying earlier, the art and science of self-pleasure, which used to be denigrated as self-abuse, but now we call it, some of us call it, self-pleasure. It feels good, and it is good. But what is it good for? Well, we'll get into that after we have maybe some confessions. We're going to continue our 8 great virtues of masturbation.
Mm.
That's right, because self-pleasure doesn't just feel good. It is good for you. That's right.
And sex and trains go together like a horse and carriage.
In the sleeper car.
In the sleeper car.
Although if you're really hungry, you can do it in the dining car.
Correct. You can do it there. Mm, that's fun.
That's fun.
Yep.
We are looking for your self-love confessions. I am your mother confessor. I know what you did, so you might as well tell.
We want to hear it, please.
We know you were watching the show when you were a little kid, and when your mommy went to bed, you go, oh, look at Dr. Susie. Oh, goodness.
Now, last week, Mariah confessed that she had masturbated right before the show.
Okay. That happens.
Commemorated the month. I mean, I'm going to try to celebrate as often as possible this month.
And we should confess that we masturbated this morning. Max and I.
Ooh, a mutual masturbation.
Captain and I. Oh, he's looking around. He's been caught. That's right. I caught you. It was a mutual masturbation. It was mutual in all different types of ways, you know.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's all right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. At my age, I'm a lucky.
It was all right.
Lucky guy.
Woo-hoo.
You were very lucky. It's good for you.
Yes, good for the
heart. Gets that heart pumping.
Righto.
Gets that libido thumping.
You don't get any knee injuries from it, from running or something.
You
confessions?
Meat beaters and nub rubbers. Okay, so Rhiannon, do you have a confession or do you have someone confessing? Or?
Do I have a confession or someone confessing? I mean, I don't know. I've masturbated on your show several times. I don't know how much of a confession that is.
Well, you did confess to masturbating as well as, I would say that was sex, because I was holding Gordy on one end and you on the other. To that, we talked about that last week. But we should talk about other things as well, other masturbation experiences. Is Anna Fox still in the room?
Anna Fox is still in the room?
I'm still here.
Let's put, okay, is she, oh, and we can hear her.
Yes.
Great, Anna.
Yes.
Welcome.
I'll be masturbating. Thank you for having me.
Polish that pearl.
Honey, every day I treat my green to some pleasure.
Yes, I hope so.
She can't go without it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I do this crypto.
Now,
I don't know how people.
I hear several voices. I hear Anna.
I know.
And who else do I know? How many people are on my radar?
Okay.
So there's
I'm driving
Anna.
In an Uber.
Okay. So
Uber.
Anna, you were going to tell
Uber.
Us a story.
Yes, I am.
That's the
tell
driver.
Us a story, please.
Yeah, tell us a story.
Masturbation confession. Or if you prefer self-love. No, you would prefer
what
masturbation.
I would tell you.
Well, it's the same. Like, I feel like masturbation is self-love. Like, I love the fuck out of myself. Like, I really do.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I enjoy treating myself because I remember, like, growing up, they tell you to, like, oh, the fantasy of, like, having a man take you to dinner and, like, fantasy things like diamonds, bubble baths. And, like, wait a minute. If I can afford diamonds and bubble baths, what do I need a man for? So,
whoa.
Do you know?
Yeah. Well, company, maybe. Company, you know.
I don't know who wrote these books, but they're false.
Okay. Okay.
So we put them in the fiction section.
Okay.
And I have realized that I am my own best friend. Like, I'm my own man. Like, I can buy myself diamonds. I can buy myself jewelry. I can put myself in a bubble bath. And my own masturbation is better than what I can expect from a person. You put expectations on a person. And when you're with yourself, you know what you can do. You can get there. and you're good.
Do you say when you're your own man, you're like your own, and is it like a male gendered feeling when you're making love to yourself? Do you feel like you're a man like making love to a woman? Do you feel like you're like your hand is the man? Is that it?
A little bit, because like, you know, we fantasize, I'll fantasize about men, and I've had sex with a lot of fancy porn, you know. I've had sex with all of the fancy men, so
all kinds
about
of fancy
of
men. Yeah,
all kind of
what's
fancy
the,
men.
What's the fanciest?
Aggressive women.
What's the biggest?
It's between the Europeans and the African. They be having the girth.
The girth.
You gotta
it. That's the important.
No,
thing.
No, not girth.
Yes.
Not girth. You gotta mispronounce it. Girth.
Girth.
Oh, dearth or girth?
Girth,
yeah,
not
girth.
Girth.
Not
girth.
Not
dearth. Sorry.
Girth.
Between girth and...
Maybe rearranging furniture, you know, when you get the girth. So,
girth.
You know, you gotta...
Yeah, well, sometimes it's a good idea to redecorate the room.
I love the redecorating.
The womb room. Right.
I love redecorating the womb. Yeah. When I feel the womb
the
move,
womb room.
When the womb moves, I'm down.
Yeah.
When the womb moves, I'm like,
so
okay,
do you have
doing?
A favorite type of sex toy?
You know, I have been trying to engage with my relationship with sex toys because I like sex toys.
Okay.
And they have been treating me wrong. Like, the clit stimulators are too aggressive.
Wow, you're trying to re-engage with your relationship. Yes. Sounds like you and your sex toys should come in for some therapy.
I need to I need like a Tinder. Like I don't like humans. I like sex toys.
Right,
so I
right.
need to
That's cool.
meet
That's cool.
a Tinder for sex toys, you know?
Yeah, well.
So what is like a swipe right sex
one
toy?
One of these days, these love dolls are going to have their own Tinder. That's for sure.
That's a great
These
idea.
Love dolls are making me insecure. My last ex had 8 of those bitches in his closet.
Is
that why he's an ex?
Yes, it is, because they had cuter shoes than me. So
they're expensive, and you know they're kind of
cool. They are.
I mean,
they are, but the rate was my rate. I'm like, listen, I can't compete with fake bitches in your closet.
No.
Can we talk
you know,
about masturbation?
The price for them can
right,
be
right.
the price for me. Yes,
Hello?
But masturbation.
Okay, masturbation.
Masturbation.
Because
that's
the doll, I mean, you don't masturbate the doll.
Listen, I'll hump anything.
Yeah.
My first. Okay, a funny quick story. My first thing masturbating on was a doorknob.
A
doorknob?
Oh,
long
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Of course, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes, I have long legs, so my legs are
the
height of a doorknob. Yes,
by
so
the
I
doorknob. And
doorknob.
I know about the
I
doorknob.
I will never look at a doorknob the same.
That is athletic, though. The doorknob. Funny. Did you, like, I'm lift your leg all the way up?
No. Nope, it was right there.
No.
You just kind of humped the doorknob. Like it was
a
horse.
It was the perfect height. Yeah. A lot of people hump stuffed animals, but I humped doorknobs.
I masturbated with a tangerine once.
Yeah.
So...
I actually came on a horse, on a horse's saddle.
You actually came on
involuntary.
You came on my head.
On the back of your neck. I did.
That's right.
I had
now
my
horseback riding.
I love those kind of orgasms. Outer course.
I haven't had
basically.
Many women come on my head.
I mean, intercourse is cool.
Hey,
it's cool. It's cool. But
intercourse is
that
fun.
And fun.
Get that doorknob.
Yeah.
I have a Redditor comment, one asking you a question. He says, Fapping Awesome. Thanks for joining us again, Fapping Awesome. So
Fapping,
he had 8
awesome,
sex toys in the closet. Could that be considered cheating if your boo has sex dolls in the closet?
I don't think so.
It was. I felt like it was cheating because I couldn't fuck them. If you can't share your sex dolls
the
with
dolls
me, then
are
now
eerie.
It's cheating.
I think they're in that section of life. Like Vanessa was talking about on our Survival of the Friendliest interview about bonobos, that section of life that's called the Uncanny Valley, that's between human and something else. In that case, we were talking about apes and bonobos and how that's uncanny and that kind of freaks people out. I love bonobos, but some people are freaked out because it's the uncanny valley between humans and who we are, which is apes. But there's also a different way that there's an uncanny valley, and that's between us and our sex toys combined with a mannequin, which is what the love doll is. And it's amazing, and it's creepy. And that's the uncanny valley, the amazing and the creepy, and you don't know how to categorize it. Is it a sex toy? Is it something I should be jealous of or concerned about, you know?
I mean, if you have eight, I think that's concerning, but I don't think
I don't know if it makes a difference. If there's eight, at least then it's not one special one.
I mean, if it...
an orgy.
I mean, auto-jack would be better, probably.
Yeah.
You don't have to haul the thing around.
Yeah.
You know how much they weigh? Forget about it.
Oh, the big love dolls are very heavy.
Very heavy.
The way they're making them now.
Yeah. If they fall on you, you'll be crushed.
Right. It's not like a little blow-up doll.
Right.
Yeah. I tried to get Real Doll to do an art project with me one time, and they were interested until I said I wanted to do a dominatrix AI, and then they started ghosting me. So it was too weird for them.
Ooh.
Oh, those guys. Yeah, too weird. Yeah.
Hmm. They have their own politics and culture.
Wow.
Is Anna still on, or?
Anna?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, there she,
and you're,
hello.
I see.
And you're in an Uber?
Are you in an Uber now?
No.
Masturbating?
No.
Oh. No.
Yeah. I'm now back at an establishment where I can possibly masturbate.
Okay.
All right.
But you were in the Uber. And you just got home.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. All right. And now you're gonna masturbate?
I'm looking at
it. Or tell us a story.
She did tell us a story
you
about
know
the doorknob.
Funny? I masturbate
but
every
we
day.
Like the doorknob story. You masturbate That's every cool. day.
And I do.
I hope it doesn't have to involve the doorknob, or maybe you can.
No, I no longer
get a vibrating
with the doorknob.
Okay.
I have.
I'm gonna never look at a doorknob the same again. So
I'm gonna
thank
try
you
it
for
on
that
doorknob.
Story.
Although I'm not so
it's
tall.
It's right there. It's
great.
Right there.
It's great.
Like literally, it's
no,
right there.
I
don't know
that.
What made me think about it.
Yeah.
I don't know what made me think about it, but I was like, that bitch is right there.
Points for your creativity.
I tried, and never succeeded.
MacGyver.
Wow.
Oh,
this is
smokes.
One way to open new doors.
Y'all should ask Natasha her sex stories. She's
so,
been masturbating.
Tonight,
Miss Dream down there, she's been masturbating.
I want to find out about her masturbation. And while
I'm
we're...
here.
Oh, you're here. Wow, this is fast. This is like my first real interaction on Clubhouse, so... Welcome to the club. I am your mother
Thank
confessor,
you.
Miss Dream. And I will first confess to you. I haven't even seen you because Abe has my phone. But you are my dream. What is that?
I have been on your show before and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Then great to, well, I'm not seeing you again. Great to hear you again.
Yeah.
I'm sure if I saw you, I would recognize. Oh, Abe's trying to show me the phone. Okay. I have to lean over, though, and I have to move from the microphone.
Yeah, I came on your show a while back.
Oh, yes. You're so beautiful. Wow, with the tongue.
Thank you.
Oh,
Thank
my
you.
Goddess. Yeah. Well, the phone is plugged into the system so that a couple of us can talk at the same time without all having an iPhone. Oh, I hope we don't get kicked off for this.
Are we going to be censored for
I
that?
Hope not. Probably. Yeah, don't tell.
Never.
Okay. All right. So, Miss Dream.
Breaking the law.
This is no corporate show.
Break it.
We don't make no money around here.
This mother's.
But we make it a free for you.
Dream.
Yeah.
This mother confessor's dream of a confessee. If you would confess to me anything. Anything at all.
Anything.
Just tell me something, and I will probably masturbate to it.
So, I will tell you, I just went shopping with my wifey the other day, and we went to go get some new toys. And we went to this sex shop in, Burbank, I think.
Oh.
And I asked for a prostate stimulator.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Ooh, I'm curious about that.
That P-spot.
I want to hear this.
Hey, who's back there? Who is that?
I said, I want something big and I want something strong. So the clerk
strong.
At the store
Talk about
told
a man.
Me this. Yes.
That's where I come in.
I want a big, strong man inside me.
Yes,
my peace
that's
spot.
What we need. Yes.
That's what every man needs in a way. Not every man wants to hear that, I know. So if I offend you men out there, I will just, you know, say I'm sorry. But every man. Everybody.
Fuck him. Mm.
But anyway, comrades. Go on, Miss Dream. I'm enjoying this.
Well, so I ended up, he recommended this toy that it was a prostate simulator. It had a really big bulb on the tip.
Like a doorknob. Then,
like, yes, a doorknob. And,
like a doorknob.
Yeah, a little bit.
Woo! These doorknob toys. I think that's what I'm going to call you next time, honey.
That's great.
When I give you head, I'm going to call you Doorknob Head.
Yes.
All right. So go on, Mr.
It had a big bulb on the top, and then on the bottom shaft, it had like little balls that vibrate, so it feels
little
like
balls,
they're rimming
yes.
you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like rimming,
I've seen things
see?
Like that.
Yes.
Little balls are great.
And things vibrate.
Especially if they rim you.
Yeah.
Ooh,
you got to
yeah.
try it. Trust me. Ooh. Like, yeah. So I took it home. And I was having a little live show for my OnlyFans. And I said, you know what? Let me just bust this toy out and, like, work it out. So I literally forgot that I was in a live show because I was getting into the vibrations Ooh. And, like, changing the settings. And when I finally got it all the way in and it just got to my prostate and I turned it on, I came so hard.
Ooh.
So hard. Like, I was like, OMG. Like, this is what I was talking about.
Yeah, see, that's a kind of a mutual masturbation.
With
right there.
Laser guns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I saw stars and the moon, and I called out to Jesus and everything.
Wow, yeah.
Oh, let us know what it is. Maybe we could add it to our pleasure shop.
Oh, yes, it's the doorknob. that's what it is.
But it
the doorknob dong.
It was a prostate simulator.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Sure. We're just creating a new sex toy here based on a combination of your two confessions.
They got them at
I
the
think
lumber
it's
shop.
A doorknob dong. The doorknob is a very important accessory to life. It really is.
Yeah.
You know, and to hear that it's used as a sex toy is just mind-blowing. It's been used for suicide,
yeah,
which is a terrible thing.
My era,
but
it
has
washing
been used
machines.
For that. I was thinking about one of my favorite people who committed
first
suicide.
First electric washing machines.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well. let's change the subject, yeah. Okay, washing machines. Everybody was cleaning their doorknobs in the beginning of the corona apocalypse, but now people
but you
aren't
have to
anymore.
Be a, not to
so
have
watch
to,
out. Everybody's got dirty yeah, doorknobs but, now. Right. So if you're going to hump a doorknob.
Also, no, you have to be a certain size.
Clean it.
You don't want to be standing on a rickety thing trying to rub
you
the
know,
door.
Yeah.
And then somebody
that's
walks
a good
in.
Point.
I would have to do it from a cinder block or something. Okay. Thank you, ladies, for your masturbation confessions.
I really have to get my doorknobs lowered now.
Yeah.
This is a big new fad.
Yes.
We just started. Hashtag doorknobs, masturbation month. Or actually,
all
no.
Right. So it is masturbation month, and we are talking about our various experiences, recent and from long, long ago. And we are also reaching out to anyone there who wants to confess. Bill.
All right. Are you ready for
Melinda?
Johnny British Boarding School confession?
I was asking for Bill or Melinda Gates. I mean, what? Who? Somebody else? I know that Bill and Melinda Gates are listening, and they just have to get up the courage to speak. What, Rhiannon?
I said Johnny wants to share his British boarding school.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So Bill and Melinda Gates will have to wait until Johnny shares his English boarding school experience. Ooh.
All right.
Let's hear it from the man's point of view.
You know what's going to happen.
Greetings, everyone. Greetings, everyone.
Yes.
Greetings. Merry Masturbation Month.
Can you speak up just a little bit?
Happy wanking.
Let's have a wank.
Let's have a wank.
May I contribute my own little story?
Yes, of course. Absolutely. That's what we're here for.
Self-abuse, as they we're here call for, it.
Self-abuse.
Self-abuse.
I usually don't like that term, but when you say it.
It's consensual if it's yourself.
It sounds like, you know, fun. So I'll be
over. My story about self-abuse. Yeah.
Self-abuse, you mean, go ahead.
He says it with that British,
Wryness.
Self-abuse on rye. Self-pollution, so right,
I was a youngster. Hush, everyone.
Yep.
I was a youngster. I was a teenager in a British boarding school, which my parents had lovingly sent me to, how much they really cared for me. And I had just achieved senior status in the boarding school, moving from being a junior and sort of trodden on not abused, but anyway. And although
that you did to yourself,
there wasn't a lot of sexual activity very evident in this boarding school.
Was there any of that spanking?
There was spanking, and of course, if you put
was it hard spanking? Was this just a little spanker? What was going on?
It was when one came out of the master's office.
Right,
was
the master. The master.
One did hold one's ass. And yes, it did hurt.
Pull your knickers down, did he?
Yes, take them down, administer. Well, the worst ones, yes, you had to take the pants down.
Tell the rest of the story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I was a senior, and I'd been appointed dormitory monitor. I was in charge of 8 or 10 young lads, as they say.
I
had to make sure that they were all well-behaved and got to sleep in their dormitory, and we all slept up in a little room, you know, whatever. And I was dormitory monitor, and of course I was called in at the beginning of the term, the autumn term, by the housemaster Fabian.
So
and
it
he
sounds
gave us
very
a little
kinky.
Chat about what he expected dormitory monitors to do. And one of the things came quite surprisingly. He said, he told us, there were several people in the room, told us that if there was any hanky-panky going on, we were to report it. And, of course, I asked I asked for an explanation, and he was very embarrassed. Always embarrassed about everything this month. He explained that, I'm talking about masturbation, you know. And I piped up this little teenager voice of mine, and I said, is there really anything wrong with that? And, of course, this set in motion a whole series of events, wonderful events. First of all, letters were written home to my parents saying, Jonathan seems to be advocating masturbation and we're not very happy about it. Secondly, the housemaster referred the discussion to the headmaster.
Of course.
And for a while, I was in a terrible emotion.
Everybody gets a couple of spanks.
Subject to a sort of rather negative comments from my parents, who, of course, didn't like that they were getting letters from them from school. So for a few weeks or whatever the period was, I was very nervous in the state of limbo, as I said. And then finally, thank God, my parents referred it to my sensible cousin, Dr. John Fry, who came back who weighed in and said that,
Did you ever get caught sitting on the toilet backwards, for example, your parents, while you're masturbating?
No. I never was in that. I never did it in unusual positions.
Oh, good.
Not walking back. In fact, I knew very little bit about masturbation. Anyway,
yeah,
the conclusion of the story is that I was brought back into the housemaster's office, and I was told, nervously speaking, the housemaster, yes, well, we've looked into it, and we won't be taking any action at this time.
Miss
Minton, because it seems enlightened. the word from above that it's really something that we can punish you for. But, and this was a marvelous one, you are not to proselytize. I was told I was not to proselytize. Right. I never heard this word before, so I asked for an explanation. He explained I wasn't to advocate it, so I wasn't to go around and tell the youngsters to get off. And that's all. And the story was recounted. I was recounting the story with glee to my dormitory mates, and they all had a good laugh of it. And then we all had a good wank later.
Together?
Oh, all right. Wow.
That's what I was hoping
shall
for.
Shall remain.
I really thought this was going to be the story of a circle jerk, but okay.
It's
fantasy of British boarding school masturbation stories.
Allowing me to contribute to this.
I enjoyed hearing about it because, after all, I am a masturbation proselytizer and advocate. That's what I do. I don't really address under 18-year-olds, although I suppose you guys could be listening. And yeah, I still think you should do it. I mean, come on. It's the most natural, normal, good for you thing to do, for the most part.
And also for him.
Him.
If you're a guy.
Yeah, for everybody.
For everybody.
And that's why we were doing our
top eight. Stop genderizing, Max.
We're doing our top eight, right, Dr. Susie?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do that. We're going to get into that, the whole virtue.
Of what?
Of masturbation.
We started it last week.
Much as Johnny here calls it self-abuse, but I enjoyed it because he has a sexy English accent. But now it's self-pleasure.
Well, then they used to call it that, self-abuse.
Exactly.
The Catholic, the Protestant. Oh, did you self-abuse yourself? And how did you do that?
And how sinful it alone? Was. How sinful it is. That's what we're supposed to believe.
And they were behind screens, you know. You touched where? That's 8 Hail Marys right there. Yeah. Anyway, okay, enough about that.
Yeah, so for those of you tuning in that weren't here last week, we are doing the top virtues. So we did a couple last week, and we're going to do more.
We did, and that's what I'm doing. That silence you hear from my end is me looking for where I have them online, because I can.
Take your time looking. We have some commenters on Reddit. Yeah,
yeah. I got them. I'm here.
Well, let me just give a couple shout-outs. We have some tuning in from Kansas City, Missouri, from Texas, from Northern California. So thanks for everyone tuning in throughout the broadcast. That's just a few that chimed in on Reddit.
Everybody's masturbating all over the world.
Masturbate, everybody.
All over the world.
Yeah.
Tonight.
From
and you know what? Speaking of the world and the earth, masturbation is ecosexual. And that is what we were talking about as we had to go last time. It is number 6. People like Johnny call it self-pollution, in jest, of course. But it's still kind of thought of that way. But actually, masturbation produces very little pollution. Think about it. What are you polluting? I mean, unless you toss your tissues out the car window or out the window in your house, you were polluting with your tissues because you didn't know better.
8.5 by 11 plain 20-weight white paper.
Oh, yeah, paper. Even worse than tissues. Throwing that out.
At times it was very harsh.
Thank goddess you had a nice housekeeper who told you
what to do.
To throw those things away. But still.
Don't do that.
Usually masturbation is not a polluting thing. And
it's also
beyond not,
a, not
being polluting, and most forms of sex aren't really directly polluting.
It's not a political discussion at all. It's about that's me.
Yeah, this is one thing. Masturbation is ecosexual. Yeah. So it is kind of political in this case, in a way.
Oh, yeah, fine. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You know, because it is actually a great form of population control. Now, some people don't want to have population control, and it's political. But if you do, well, then masturbate or get the other person to or something.
Yeah, but that's not creative. That doesn't, you know, that's like throwing money out the window or something.
So is masturbating with an organic banana more ecosexual?
You're not procreating. But right, most sex isn't procreating either.
Well, of course not. Of course
so
not.
Neither is masturbation.
But we're taught by, at least I was as a kid, as soon as I got married, where's the kid? What do you mean, where's the kid? I just got married. You know, and the pressure and the pressure and the pressure and the pressure, mostly by the grandparents and folks like that.
Mm. And shout out to all of you mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day.
I had five kids. I had to send them back to Amazon.
There you go. Masturbation prevents that kind of problem.
Correct.
It's a lot of fun. You can do it in the great outdoors, be really ecosexual, but not in a park where you're going to get arrested. And you don't want to do that. And you can, you know, feel it, one with nature, love the earth you make love on. Actually, it's really nice. I mean, maybe not romantic, making love.
Don't go out naked.
Outside.
Don't run around naked.
What do you mean?
Well, if they run outside, they shouldn't run
out. Well, what if you have naked. A patio? You can masturbate on your patio. I've done that. I do that. So, it's okay. You know, and you just can't do it where cops are going to catch you or anybody's going to catch you. You know, but masturbating in the great outdoors is a beautiful thing. And actually, it's the way that I learned how to squirt, because otherwise I was feeling too, I guess, nervous about it. Concerned that I would wet the bed, things like that. So doing it outdoors helped me to learn how to female ejaculate.
Hmm.
Just, you know.
Interesting.
Watch out for the poison oak, okay?
Don't get that in the wrong places.
I found that yesterday, that if female ejaculation was normalized, the entire way like our furniture and linens were constructed would be totally different design-wise, right?
So I was everything would be porcelain. Right.
You'd have to have a lot of sheets to change.
Or you'd have rubber sheets a lot, you know.
Well, it would normalize period.
Yeah, but the
sex,
top sheets
know, so
would
like
have
a,
to
you
be
know,
a certain amount of cotton and, you know.
But speaking of masturbation being ecosexual, fruits and vegetables are great for masturbation. I mean, some of them are. Not eggplants, usually.
Some of them are illegal, actually.
You do? You like the gourd.
It's smaller than that gourd.
Oh, yeah, the gourd.
I was thinking cucumber.
The gourd, right.
But
right,
in any
right,
case.
Right.
Cucumber's not a bad choice.
You're
either.
Something else, man. You are.
Nature's own dildos.
Yeah.
It's ecosexual.
I didn't have professors like that when I was a kid.
Professors?
Any kind of teacher like that.
Oh, you mean like Rhiannon?
Yeah.
Or I thought I was being a professor of masturbation just now.
No. I had a math teacher
that wore the
pointed bullet bras.
Yeah.
That was like Jane Mansfield, and they would stick all out. And I was always failing math.
Ooh.
And she would come over, and the two bullets would hit me on the back.
That's because she was a professor of masturbation.
You understand? I don't understand anything.
That's why you're not good at math.
That's right. I'm not good at math. Right.
You like that feeling too
much.
That's
my little story.
But that's interesting about squirting too, Dr. Susie. I've never done that before, so I love hearing more about that.
Well, I always tell about that, but certainly one of my suggestions to do it outdoors, and then you don't care what you get full of squirt.
Yep.
I get the best results with the Hitachi, I have to say,
Hitachi.
Do we have the Hitachi here this week?
Where
we
is my Hitachi? You know, we'll
go get
we
it.
Get it. You can get it. I saw it over there for some reason.
All right, I'll go get it.
Maybe they thought I'd had enough of it. I, of course, have several Hitachis. So it's the greatest. I'm a Hitachi honey.
For me, like for squirting, the key is when I'm masturbating to hit that, you know, the kind of fork point of the clitoral nerve. You know how it comes out and has that wishbone. Like for me, it's on the left side. If I just kind of push the Hitachi down so I can feel the vibrations on the intersection of that nerve bank, it'll. Mm-hmm.
Here.
Yeah, we're now trying to plug it in, so we're all a little distracted by exactly which quadrant we should be placing it on.
I should have done this. I should have done it before I spoke the joint.
Here we go.
There
and
it
now
is.
You can place yours wherever you want.
That is a magic wand riding on a train.
Yeah.
Riding all along.
Just a very calming vibration. There is nothing else like it.
No, it's very nice. Very nice.
There's nothing. I hate to say this, Lilo. I hate to say this, Doc Johnson. I hate to say this, big screaming O, but, you know, Hitachi magic wand.
Woo! We didn't crash land.
Yeah, it's just the best. It just got it. It just really hits the spot, you know. I mean, why do you use a Hitachi, Rhiannon, as opposed to other vibrators?
It has a heavier vibration than a lot of other vibrators, but it lasts longer. And so, like, especially the newer ones, they'll charge for a really long time. I have to investment buy when I buy sex toys because I kill them. Like, I would usually go through 2 or 3 a month of the cheaper ones, so.
Wow. See, I never think of it that way. I just think it feels good.
You haven't delivered from Amazon, or?
No, I make Johnny buy them for me for Christmas.
Oh, great. That's great. That's even
Those
better.
Those are great gifts. Good job, man. Great job.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. Merry Triple Xmas. By the way, tonight, speaking of sex toys, after the show, we are going to have a very intensive masturbation exploration.
Across the nation.
Yes.
Great. I just watched
The Sibian.
So good.
Very Sibian. Yeah, you watched it?
Yes, it is so good. And you are doing yourself a favor if you tune in tonight after the show. It is an orgasmic episode, literally
in the clip
and figuratively.
No, it's not in the clip section.
Where is it?
It's right on drsusanblock.com/live.
Because that's what we're playing now.
That's what we're playing after our live broadcast. We are playing Masturbation Exploration featuring Odette Delacroix, Loyola Marymount graduate and good Catholic girl and porn star, and riding the Sibian for the first time and testifying, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, that she masturbates and she is not ashamed. And we have the Amour Hilton and Juicy J and Mistress Ava. Remember Mistress Ava?
Oh, I sure do.
And then this gal named Penny. And Penny Jean was kind of mysterious and kind of stole the show, even with all these incredible hotties. I don't know if I want to say stole the show, but she came with Jack the Zipper, and she rode the Sibian, and she just, like, fell in love with it. And she was just this very wild girl who came from, I believe, a rather religious background.
Is she on the train now?
And she could very well be on the train
that'd be great.
Right now. But I think she went back to her religious world.
Oh, okay. She traveled back there.
After she did the show. I mean, shortly after, not because of the show. But she was wild on the show. after the show, there's this classic cuckold scene. You know I have to get cuckolding into the show. In the after party, and like she's having sex with a guy. I'm not going to say what guy. You have to watch. I don't even know if we have this on the show. Maybe we do. But she's having sex with a guy, and then this other guy, Mo the Monster, I will say his name because he's a famous porn star and he loves when anybody says his name. Mo the Monster is just watching and masturbating because this is masturbation exploration and they're having sex. And then the guy loses his maypole and Mo steps in to finish the job. And Penny just goes for Mo. Totally. Like, totally. And the other guy, he kind of goes off to the side. He doesn't join in. He kind of goes over. And, I mean, he's not an asshole about it. He does not look happy. But he's okay, and I know he's come to other shows since then. This show was done in 2013, and he's come to plenty since then. But he was not feeling 100%, and Mo walked away with it. It's wild. Stay tuned. It's hot.
Yeah, it's really a great episode.
It's
really, I have to say, maybe in like definitely one of my top five. It's a great episode.
Yeah, it's hot. It's fun. It's beyond. It's a religious experience in a way.
Who took the
masturbation
picture?
Month is kind of a religious experience for us.
Yeah,
the picture of which picture?
The one we're talking about.
Well, it's not just one picture, but we have a picture that represents it, mm-hmm. and that is taken by Jux Lee.
Jux Lee.
Yes, his woo-hoo. Fabulous photography.
Shout out Jux Lee.
Hey, yeah. Jux. Hey, Jux.
Hey, Jux.
He's not here today, though.
Okay, send the cops over to check on him.
He's probably masturbating.
He's probably,
sorry, I'll get my sexy.
He's probably masturbating. That's.
Hopefully, you lucky person, comrade. I mean, lucky
so, wow,
comrade.
This is lots of fun. It's a different kind of radio. It's very nice. It reminds me in some ways of the old chat rooms.
The old
it
chat
really
rooms.
Does.
Yeah, the old chat rooms. You know, there's not much, except they changed the name on it. What's it called now?
Clubhouse.
Party Lines?
Then there was Party Line. Now it's a clubhouse.
Yeah.
It's almost your birthday.
Ooh, happy
yeah,
almost
it is
birthday,
almost my birthday.
Abe.
Yes.
All shout right. out to Geminis.
Shout out to Geminis. Ooh. It's coming. It's coming. It's almost someone else's birthday, too.
I wonder who.
I wonder who.
I know who.
Oh, I wonder
who. I know you.
Who wrote the book of love?
So I want to say, rest in peace, Beau. That would be Obama's dog. And I also want to say rest in peace, the Bonoboville parrot that only lasted really a few days here.
Yes, so
El Lordo, Lori the parrot.
Love you, Lori.
Chico's interspecies friendship. He almost saved him. He saved him for a few days of coddling.
And yes.
He was like in hospice here.
Yeah. Lori had a wonderful,
he had fallen
wonderful
in
last
his
few
head.
Days.
He would have died immediately. And he, right. we hospiced him through.
Yes, wonderful retreat of his last few days. I'm proud.
Yeah. Yeah, he was nice. And as he was dying, a flock of parrots flew by. And he ran to the edge of the opening to listen.
Aww.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah, and that exertion fuck, probably did it because his head was starting to rattle around.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
he
yeah.
was losing it. It was sad. It was sad.
Okay, so that's what happened there. And
that's
Bo
what happened
died.
There.
Bo died also.
Well, I just said, yeah.
Oh, you said
rest
that?
In peace. I did, but
oh,
you,
I missed
you know,
that.
You don't have to listen to me. That's not what marriage is about. It's not really about listening to each other.
29 years of marriage, ladies
actually,
and gentlemen.
Often it is about shutting each other out and not being bothered by each other. Guess who was bothered by each other? Even though they have a 66,000 square foot house, and that's only one house, they have many of these houses, and they have 242,000 acres of American farmland.
Wow.
Bill and Melinda Gates. Woo!
Wow.
They are farmers par excellence. Right.
And many farmers are paid not to produce.
Talk about buying the farm.
Yeah.
I wonder who's going to get the farm or the farms.
Apparently he has a lot of farms.
Well, I mean, but they got to split it up pretty evenly. I think there was like no prenuptial agreement.
Yeah, but if he has 100 farms and they each get $300,000 to make it through.
Anyway, here's the thing. We should send Bill the bonobo way because he likes bonobos. Okay. He said so in an interview with high school students who said, if you were an animal, what would you be? I don't mean to you know, insult high school students, but they were, I don't know. If you were an animal.
They're younger.
That's the way they talk. That's it. That's
if you were an animal, what would you be? So he said, a bonobo. Oh, and bonobos. Melinda said, a snow leopard. So I'm not sure what snow leopard sex life is like. But we know what bonobo sex life is like. Everybody knows. Certainly Bill Gates knows.
Snow leopard sounds very cold somehow.
We should send Bill the bonobo way.
Okay.
And we should send Melinda a Hitachi magic wand.
Oh, yeah. I second that. Right. That's a great idea.
With our phone number.
Yes.
And knowing that it's a gift from us.
Elon Musk likes bonobos, too. He said that with Joe Rogan.
He's going to give her $1 billion, I think.
And?
That's it, I think.
What?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Only $1 billion? Yeah. Man,
wait a minute.
Poor
wait. That's not right. I'm lawyering up.
I stand by Dr. Susie.
Gonna help her out here.
I will jump sides.
No, really. She could do so much better than that. Anyway, what I was saying, the money that they have, they could pretty much buy the Congo rainforest.
Yes,
they could buy the whole forest.
Right, right.
And kick out all the loggers and the poachers. I mean, they really could kick them out. And they could grow the forest, let it grow, grow it in the right way. Of course, they'd probably do it in the wrong way. But just imagine if they could get both rainforests and get them back to life. These are the lungs of the earth.
Yeah, they are.
And they're dying. They got cancer.
In the South American jungle, some of them now are polluting.
Yeah.
Versus cleaning.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Bill, Elon, help us out.
Yeah. We do have one commenter just saying that there was a prenup, but they ignored it and settled the case between them. So that's a good point.
Oh, okay.
So
that sounds
good.
Thanks, Mish. That sounds good. That's so what the prenup gossip
is she got less than $1 billion.
No, the prenup, the agreement was ignored. They just ignored
and so,
settled.
Okay. What I'm saying is I imagine that the agreement must have been for less than $1 billion because he says, okay, well, I'll give you $1 billion if you don't take me to court. And she said, okay, I'll take
it. Well, at that time.
Because he probably did a prenup giving her like $2,000.
At that time, probably.
And a Hitachi magic wand.
And a Hitachi magic wand.
And a copy of Windows.
Yeah.
A subscription to Microsoft.
Free copy
Office.
Of Windows.
We do have a couple great comments on Reddit that I should definitely get to since we're talking about Masturbation Month.
We are. Although I also want to talk about shooting. But
shooting, yes.
You could say that's got to do with Masturbation Month. Shoot the gun between your legs, baby.
We have one Redditor saying that they caught their employer self-pleasuring with a rotisserie chicken.
Oh, yeah, that's very common.
Whoa, a rotisserie chicken.
Not a rotisserie one, but usually dead
ones.
You
stuff it. It's stuff. You stuff it with yourself.
Right.
Simple.
So is that where choking the chicken came from?
You know.
Oh.
Why not? Yeah, I would say so. But choking the chicken sounds like from the mouth, but yeah, you know, maybe from the other side.
But you need to put it in the head hole, right?
Maybe. I mean, if it's a rotisserie chicken, it's pretty small, so you can... go through.
I thought this through way too much.
Well, if you're fucking chickens, that's you probably have a pretty small dick, okay?
Probably.
Yeah.
So that was Y'all Dumb. So thanks, Y'all
Thank
Dumb on Reddit.
Thank you. That is good to know
about
the chickens.
That comrade's not calling us. That's just...
Somehow I feel that it's in the same category as American Pie.
American Pie.
Yeah, the movie?
It's the first course.
That killer.
He does it
killer.
With a pie.
Sugar.
And then I have a client that does it with liver, that loves fresh liver.
That's a big one in prison, especially if you work.
You get a whole liver.
In the food thing, yeah, of course.
Oh, because
you get the liver, and you take it back to you.
It's got to be raw. I think.
And it's easy to buy a liver.
Yeah.
So you can buy a liver, take it with you to your there.
All right, that's good to know.
And pass it on.
Right.
After you wash it, of course.
All right.
Good thing I don't like liver.
We hope our liver... Well, Max had an ultrasound on his liver. So we are thinking about liver in a different way, hoping his liver is okay.
We have great hope.
I really hope it is. Yes.
A lot of people can't wait.
We are being mysterious, even to ourselves.
You notice how when you get older... The kids all love you again, no matter what.
Because you could go at any moment.
Because you could go at any moment, and Sylvia, the sister, could get the silverware, which is worth a lot of money.
Important information for mothers.
Right.
This is Mother's Day.
On Mother's Day.
This is Mother's Day, so you know it's important to acknowledge that. It's. Also, Masturbation Month. You know, I mean, I've often wondered why do these apparently opposite celebrations belong in the same month? Well, solo sex is almost always the very first erotic activity of our lives. They say even in utero, we touch ourselves. And as babies, we play with any part of our bodies that we can reach. We usually can't reach our genitals too well at first.
No, you ever reach them?
But
God made them
you
long
do.
Enough.
Our genitals are very exciting because of the intensity of the sensation. It's nothing more than that and nothing less. And for better and for worse, our mothers often catch us at it. So they convey a message one way or the other, usually the other. I don't know. It's hard. It must be very hard to know how to react. So, you know, reaction is, though, remembered very often. It is a very high impression experience, sometimes traumatic, not through any fault of anyone. Sometimes there is fault. But it's intense, and mother often catches us at it. So, little personal thing, thanks to my own Dr. Spock-influenced mom. She caught me masturbating in general. I masturbated so often. I started masturbating in bed at age 2 just to help myself sleep at night.
Wow.
Because I was nervous, even at age 2. And by masturbating, I mean I just put my hand down south. Between my labia, maybe, or on my labia. I didn't do, like, vigorous rubbing.
But did you went to orgasm, though?
No. Oh. No. No. I don't define masturbating as necessarily getting to orgasm, because I've done it so often when I haven't gotten to orgasm.
That's fair.
Yeah. So, especially in the early part of my life, I did not get to it, but I did it, you know, it was pleasurable. anyway.
I also used to do it to sleep better. So that's really funny. I like that connection we had.
When was your first orgasm?
Oh, my first orgasm? Okay, so if you guys remember from, or if you were turning in for the first time, I said last week that my first orgasm was by accident.
Oh, right, right.
And the I had the detachable shower head. And
yes, the shower, yes.
I was literally just cleaning myself. And then I was like, ooh, that felt good. And then I didn't think I could hold it. I remember I actually did an orgasm my first time, though. I moved it away because I didn't understand that feeling. Like, oh, no, this has to stop. It was like a building up. And then one, it wasn't until a few times later that I was like, oh, okay. Like, I'm going to let this go past. And then like felt that explosion for the first time. And then I can tell you, I took a lot of showers after that. I wonder if my mom knew, because I took so many showers for a while.
So, you know, that was very organic. That was a learning experience, masturbation-wise, from masturbation itself. I, myself, was not that organic. I needed a book. I did masturbate, and it felt good. I did use a sprinkler. I used the shower, but I also used a sprinkler. And it would be very pleasurable. I just didn't climax. But I would stand over the sprinkler on the lawn. And mind you, we had a front lawn, not a backyard lawn. So, like, everybody could see this girl. Of course, I was like 5 or whatever. And mother would say, hey, Susie, don't do it on the sprinkler. Stop that. So, okay. It was negative. But at the same time, I just felt like, okay, I shouldn't do it on the sprinkler. She didn't say, don't do that.
Go to the
so then I would do it during the duller portions of the Passover Seder, sliding my hand under my skirt. And mommy would say, don't do it at the Passover Seder. You know, and finally she said, you can do it in private.
Please keep it private.
Remember, your hands are dirty and it's clean down there. So wash your hands. Because my hands probably were dirty with peanut butter or kitty litter or something. So she was probably right about that. So thank you, Mom. Mom is now in Mom heaven. Anyway.
Thanks, Mom.
I appreciate
Happy
that.
Mother's Day.
Yes, she wasn't Betty Dodson or Dr. Joycelyn Elders. Or even Truman Capote, who said, masturbation is great. Come as you are.
Literally.
Or George Carlin, who said, if God had intended us not to masturbate, he would have made our arms shorter.
That's right.
Now, I say she, but I'm quoting George. So he, okay. We're not Tyrannosaurus Rex. That's why they were so mad.
Guys,
because we have hands. That is probably why. I mean, we wonder, why do we have what we have? Why are we the way we are? If God or nature, evolution created us, well, the hands are partly to grasp trees or tools or masturbate.
Well, certainly they would run around like Roman hands.
There you go. Roam also on other people or yourself. You could roam on yourself. Right.
And you discover,
masturbation month. Roam on yourself.
Yeah, that's the exciting part of going to the V of the crotch. It's like
the V of the crotch.
Wow.
That sounds like a great porn name.
And don't forget to wash your hands before you do. Remember what my mama said.
Yeah.
And then you can lick your fingers.
Yeah, always wash your hands in general, even when you're not masturbating. Just wash your hands.
Well, yeah, I guess. But especially when you're masturbating.
Yes, especially. Come on, that's your like or most important sex. Area. Yeah. Come on.
That's a very important area.
So what's next?
Or what is next?
Let's talk about
us. I was talking about shooting.
Shooting.
So, shooting. You know, all over America, people are playing with their toy guns. Though guns are not toys. Isn't that interesting?
Of course.
But just like a toy gun can seem real, and I admit, some of them look real to me.
Yeah, of course.
So,
to anybody that doesn't know guns.
A real gun can seem like a toy to me, too. I look at pictures of real guns. I say, I think that looks like a toy. But it's real. And I can imagine people that own them also get confused. So, Idaho Middle School. 6th grade girl.
Yeah, comes in.
pulls a gun out of her backpack and opens fire.
Teach the children well. This is what we're teaching our children.
And she injured two people.
Not mine, because I gave mine back.
I get it. Toys are fun. Yeah, toys, toys. But, you know, there are all kinds of toys. So it's the masturbation month, merry season. So maybe if we made sex toys okay and guns not okay. What about that? Cocks, not Glocks.
Mm-hmm.
There's a movement, but it's not taken seriously. It's true. Any object can be a toy. Just like any object can be a fetish object. But some are more dangerous than others. And guns are very dangerous toys. And they are sold as if they are toys. And they're being treated as if they're toys by both the civilians and the police. Throw down your arms and pick up your vibrators. See, I'm a masturbation, what did you call it? A proselytizer?
Indeed.
Okay. What are you going to sing for us now?
Oh, yes, I'm Italian, you know.
Yeah, Dick, can you sing, please, like a song? Not just doobie doobie doo. What is this singing?
I forgot.
That. Sing I Touched Myself, Mac.
What?
Sing I Touched Myself.
I Touched Myself. That's an old.
You heard that song? It was like in the 80s, right. Like top 40.
Yeah.
Can you sing it, Rihanna?
No, actually, I got in trouble for singing that song.
Oh.
Really? Like at school? Like in your job?
No, like around the house. But I had younger siblings.
Oh, that's
funny. And I got pulled aside, and I said, do you know what that song means? I said, well, you know, he was like, touch yourself. And I was like massaging my own leg.
Yeah, those young ones, they are the front line of the right wing. That says you can't be doing this. You can't be doing this. And you can't be voting and you can't be changing the economic structures of this country and the world. And the world. Yeah. This is the end game.
Imagine all the people on the trains masturbating.
They're all masturbating.
I hope you're all
shoot
masturbating.
Shoot the gun between your legs.
You hear them in
that
the
could be
room.
A clit, by the way. Yeah. It doesn't, and you don't have to be shooting like squirt. Oh. It could be metaphysical.
La salsa
or
was just brought in.
Interior shooting when you have the inner orgasm, which also feels good, which I had this morning.
Ooh.
Was very nice. It's very big. It was deep. Yes, thank you. It started on my back and then continued into the cowgirl position. Right? And we have a cowgirl on the train in the picture representing tonight's show. You may be looking at that right now if you are listening to the show on, I guess, Facebook or some other places. You might see a cowgirl straddling a train with a lasso for extra kink. The cowgirl position is really good.
Never done that. I got to try that one.
The cowgirl position?
Yeah, never done that.
You never did the cowgirl position?
Never done the cowgirl position, no.
Oh,
you've lived a sheltered life.
Oh, my.
Okay.
He's
on my
No, you got to do that next.
Have you been living under
next
a rock?
Next time.
They brought me the salsa and chips. I'm going to be eating them.
We're talking about the cowgirl position, and you're eating salsa and chips.
Right. Well,
and
hey,
you have a microphone right next to your mouth.
Tex-Mex, thank you.
Not
I'm listening,
conducive,
no,
harmonious.
Very nice.
Okay.
Got red peppers
I'm going to try it.
Go ahead.
See, you always got to try things sexually, like combining red peppers and crunchy salsa with your first-time cowgirl experience. Wow. No, you should do it. It is a great position for many things, for masturbation of the woman. for the most part, mm-hmm. because she is on top, riding the man. Now, you can actually do cowgirl alter course. You can ride on top of the shaft. It's very sexy.
Like on your clit?
Well, I'm thinking more of your labia on perhaps even either side of the shaft. You know, the clit is involved, but it's really the labia kind of being lubricated enough that it can ride the shaft like a Disney ride.
We have a Redditor, Bonobo Rami, saying, God bless cowgirl, but girls got to be careful or else you can break your man's bronco.
I'm not even up to that.
Well, I had
I'm just on the top of the bronco, but I'll be careful. I will. I promise you.
I wanted to warn so that we prevented it.
I will be.
He's talking about reverse cowgirl, though. That's the one.
Oh, reverse cowgirl. That's not so good for masturbating the woman.
Oh, I didn't know that that was.
That's a thing.
I didn't know the difference.
That'll break everybody. But I do have a video on that on our sex calls video channel, reverse cowgirl positioning, because it does take some positioning and might start with regular cowgirls. Basically, you're doing regular cowgirl and you're turned around. And
Okay, that's the one I never done. I done regular cowgirl then.
Oh,
my bad.
Oh, you haven't done reverse. Okay.
I thought it was
reverse is a little more advanced, so you're not as virginal as I thought.
I've attempted and failed.
But the thing about reverse cowgirl is that it only works with men who are very well endowed, which is why you see it in pornography so often.
That's right.
But most normal men, the reach is not good, and it's not very comfortable for anyone.
It's very comfortable for me and Captain Max. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a rough position. It does require a strong, large hard-on, and it is good for spanking while having intercourse.
You tell them, Dr. Susie.
And, I mean, you could do the outer course, too, with reverse. It's good for not being intimate. Maybe that's what Bill and Melinda should have learned how to do instead of divorcing. Yeah. They should have learned reverse cowgirl, all right? And then they might have gotten along. It's for people who want to do tricks with sex. And that's cool. It's a deep position for a couple. And the woman can give the man a bonobo handshake as she rides his shaft. Or you can say she can make him testify. Because his testicles are at her mercy. Oh, mercy. Mercy me.
We're out of time.
We're out of time.
We have 5 minutes.
We're out of luck.
We have 5 minutes.
We're at the end of the line.
We have luck, actually. Lots and lots of luck.
We smoked a joint. We drank some beer. We got some mineral water with a little lemon in it.
We've done a lot of things.
We ate some chips and salsa.
Yeah, a little freshly made from Anna's kitchen.
Stick around for the after show. Masturbation exploration. You meat beaters and nub rubbers and pearl polishers and ham slammers and hog floggers and oil drillers and snake charmers and gopher grinders, fish humpers and muffin buffers, ball jugglers and duck pluckers, pud pounders and bush beaters, shank shaggers and finger painters, wood shiners and grotto gropers, Sibian riders and pocket rocketers and Hitachi honeys and salami slappers and sausage squeezers and pickle ticklers and... Is this a radio show or a deli?
Great. It's a deli. Oh. There's a guy watching.
It sounds like a deli. You're eating. I'm talking about pickles and salami and sausage. It's a sausage fest.
No, that was great. Continue.
Now I can.
No,
I'm out of breath.
Well, take it.
Take a breath.
Get some air.
Yeah, get some air. And then the show will be over. But before it's over... And you are on to the after show, or right now, in between, during the commercial. The commercial's kind of sexy. Give yourself the gift of self-pleasure, you know?
Please.
Why not? Find a private place, okay? You can't do it in front of the neighbor's
find
apartment.
Your nearest doorknob. Do whatever you can, okay?
Yeah,
there's your doorknob. No excuse. Yeah, there's no excuse.
You got a washing machine downstairs? That used to work.
Not your sister-in-law's doorknob.
A consensual doorknob, please.
I fell in love with her doorknob.
Yeah.
All right. Ready?
It's a good sex toy, though. Sure. Anything that works for you, although the knives are a little tricky, and the gun, the real guns, although I totally approve of the fake ones, of the toys. I like water pistols. Give yourself the gift of self-pleasure. And if you need a hand, like a different kind of sex toy, we have them in Dr. Block's Pleasure Shop.
Yes.
And if you need a hand, verbally speaking, then
and we got other stuff
can
in
call
there.
Us.
Yeah, call us.
Well, yeah. But, yeah. I mean, you can masturbate with anything these days.
We are standing by 24 hours a day.
We have pieces of art. Yeah. We have sculptures. You can probably masturbate with the sculptures, I'm sure.
Photography.
Actually, we have a fish that's
art,
shaped like a penis,
art.
Right?
Yes, beautiful.
Oh. You could masturbate on that.
We also have a snake right there. It looks
exactly.
A little bit like a doorknob.
Could definitely masturbate on that.
Sure.
I remember when that porn star masturbated on our bar on my head, which I thought was very kind of beautiful, sort of like Jada Pinkett looking at her daughter singing her song in front of her, which I saw.
That was Max Hardcore's
right,
lady.
Max, right. But she broke the sculpture.
Yeah, right.
Yossi's sculpture. Beautiful sculpture. But we still have it. I mean, she just broke the hat. So now
right. The
sculpture has to wear a regular hat. You could also call us if you need a guiding hand. We do guided masturbation and erotic hypnosis here at the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences. And it's private as opposed to FDR, fuck the rich. And you need to be a little bit rich to purchase our services. Yeah. Hey, thank you, Rhiannon Ahrens, for
most welcome.
Thank you,
moderating.
You're awesome.
You are fantastic.
And certainly, if you're looking, just look up just Dr. Susie with a Z.
Right. People spell it wrong all the time. So maybe make it Dr. Susan Block, DrSusanBlock. Because you're going to spell it wrong, you people, until you really get to know me.
Comrades.
And then
comrades.
I will keep spanking you until you spell it right.
When we turn this country into a socialist heaven.
Okay, it's masturbation month. You do. You, baby. You. Oh, yeah. And give us a call. Our number is 213-291-9497. So I've only given three of the benefits of masturbation, the virtues. So I'm going to have to do the other ones next week.
Yeah,
hey,
sure.
Masturbation month.
In the meantime, you're going to have to trust me that it is a virtue. It is not abuse. There's so many people shooting, and I know what they really need is to release the tension. And we can do that, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Shoot that gun between your legs. Make love to yourself. You are your longest term lover. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism. fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on World Wide Web.